إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and Him alone. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we state that whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none shall bring him away from misguided. And whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows to be misguided, none shall bring them back to the guidance. We further testify with full firmness in Allah that there is no God or deity worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and last messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, O ye who believe, today we are going to embark on a glorious journey. We are going to leave behind our pain and our suffering and our struggle in this day-to-day life. We today are going to leave behind the heat and the humidity of this summer weather. And we are going to travel to a place of eternal peace and happiness. Today we are going to travel to the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created as a reward for His obedient servants. Therefore our topic for today is Waqful Jannah, a description of paradise. And I have chosen this topic because there is a great need for us to understand the rewards that Allah has created for us if we are His obedient servants. We must fully understand why we make salah, why we fast, why we give zakah, why we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. The reason? Because we wish to worship Allah and also to be admitted to the Jannah and stay away from the fire. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always ask Allah, and it's narrated that this was the most dua he would always make. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. Oh Allah, I ask you the Jannah. Bring me closer to paradise and keep me away from the fire. Therefore, we will make our topic on three main points. وَصْفُ الْجَنَّةِ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. How does the Qur'an describe the Jannah? وَصْفُ الْجَنَّةِ مِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحَةِ. A description of paradise from the authentic sayings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَثَالِثًا أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ مَنْزِلَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ. What is the lowest reward that a person will receive in the Jannah? What is the reward of the lowest person in the Jannah? So let us begin. And I ask you to lend me your ears and your hearts in order that you will feel the importance of this important topic. We begin by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the Jannah in many, many, many places in the Qur'an. صمدا سورة الإنسان, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, giving bushra or glad tidings to the believers. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا. And because they were patient, their reward was that they will be admitted to paradise wearing silk garments. متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. When they are in the Jannah, they will be riding or reclining on raised thrones. And they will not feel the heat of the sun, and they will not feel any bitter cold. ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها تذليلا. And the shade will be close to them in the Jannah. And the trees will bring their fruit close to them so they may pick whatever they wish. وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. And in the Jannah, as they are sitting on their thrones, it will be passed around to them glasses or cups of silver and crystal clear cups. قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا. Crystal clear cups made of silver. Made of silver, but yet they are crystal clear. And they will be given to them. And they will have the measure of whatever they wish to have. They will have to the measure of whatever they wish to have. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. And in the Jannah they will be given a cup of wine. Not the wine that makes you intoxicated. A cup of wine. Wine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as a reward for the people of the Jannah. They will be given a cup of wine, and mixed in it is zanjabil. عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلًا. A spring that is flowing in the Jannah is named Salsabila. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وِلْدَانٌ مُخَلَّدُونَ إِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ حَسِبْتَهُمْ لُؤْلُؤًا مَنْثُورًا. And coming around them as they are sitting on their raised thrones will be servant boys who have everlasting youth. And when you see them from far, you would think that they are scattered pearls. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And when you look around you in the Jannah, you will see a great delight that can never be imagined, and a great dominion that you are in.
وَعَالِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُضْرٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ وَحُلُّوا أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا.
And when they are in the Jannah, they will be wearing clothes made of fine green silk with golden embroidery on it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will give them a pure drink to drink. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will give the people in the Jannah a drink to drink. This, and it will be said to them, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. For the deeds that you have done in the dunya, it will be said to them, verily this is a fitting reward for your deeds and your endeavors, and your deeds have been accepted.
وَقَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ يَاسِين. And in Yasin, Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ.
In this day when the people are admitted to paradise, in this day when they are admitted to paradise, they will be busy doing joyful things.
هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ.
Them and their wives will be covered with pleasant shade, sitting on raised thrones. لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون.
They will have in it a multitude of fruits to choose from and anything they wish.
سلام قولا من رب رحيم.
And it will be said to them, As-salam.
Peace be unto you, a word that is told to you from the Lord Most Merciful.
From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I have said, the ayat in the Quran are too many to name.
Now let us go to the second category, the description of the Jannah from the authentic ahadith. We will begin by saying, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهِيَ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ نُورٌ يَتَلَأْلَأْ وَرَيْحَانَةٌ تَحْتَدْ وَنَهْرٌ مُطَّرِدْ وَقَصْرٌ مَشِيدٌ وَزَوْجَةٌ حَسْنَاءٌ جَمِيلَةٌ وَفَاكِهَةٌ كَثِيرَةٌ. ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا من مشمر للجنة فقال الصحابة نحن المشمرون يا رسول الله. فقال لهم قولوا إن شاء الله. والحديث رواه الإمام ابن ماجه وصححه الألباني في صحيح الجامع.
That the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم describing paradise said, and it is by the Lord of the Kaaba like shimmering lights in the distance, and it has a flowing fragrance in it, a beautiful smell, flowing fragrance in it, with huge and wide rivers, and beautifully designed palaces, and beautiful wives that you will have, and a multitude of fruits that you can choose from. And then he said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألا من مشمر للجنة, who is sincerely ready to go to the Jannah? He asked the Sahaba, who is sincerely ready to go to the Jannah? فقالوا, they said, نحن المشمرون, we are sincerely ready, يا رسول الله. He told them, say, inshaAllah. Say, inshaAllah. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا يدخل الجنة أحد إلا بجواز. لا يدخل الجنة أحد إلا بجواد مكتوب فيه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا كتاب من الله تعالى لفلان ابن فلان يا ملائكتي أدخلوا عبدي جنة عالية قطوفها دانية. والحديث رواه الإمام أحمد وهو صحيح. That the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, nobody will be admitted to the Jannah unless he has a passport. The passport won't say Canada, or Somalia, or Kenya, or Egypt, or Saudi Arabia. It will say, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم says, مكتوب فيه, written on this passport, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. هذا كتاب من الله تعالى. This is a book that is written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my servant such and such. يا ملائكتي, an order, O my angels, أدخلوا عبدي, take this servant of mine and bring them to a high place in the Jannah, and let him have the reach to choose any of the fruits he wishes. والحديث رواه الإمام أحمد وهو صحيح. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قلنا يا رسول الله حدثنا عن الجنة ما بناؤها. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لبنة من ذهب ولبنة من فضة وملاطها المسك وحصباؤها اللؤلؤ والياقوت وترابها الزعفران. من يدخلها ينعم ولا يبأس ويقلد ولا يموت ولا تفنى ثيابه ولا يفنى شبابه. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. والحديث رواه الإمام أحمد والترمذي والطبراني والبزار وابن حبان وصححه شيخنا الألباني في صحيح الجامع. That the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when he was asked by the Sahaba, they said, O Messenger of Allah, inform us about the Jannah. Tell us about the Jannah. Describe the Jannah to us. What are its buildings made of? He said, a brick made of gold and a brick made of silver. And the cement that holds the bricks together is made of misk, musk, sweet-smelling perfume. وَحَصْبَاؤُهَا. And the pebbles are the stones that you find are made of pearls and emeralds. وَتُرَابُهَا الزَّعْفُرَانِ And its dirt that you find is made of sweet-smelling saffron. مَنْ يَدْخُلْهَا يَنْعَمُ وَلَا يَبْأَسْ Whoever enters it will feel eternal happiness and never any sorrow. وَيَقْلُدُ وَلَا يَمُوتُ And will live forever and never die. وَلَا تَبْلَى ثِيَابُهُ And its clothes will never be worn out. وَلَا يَفْنَى شَبَابُهُ And his youth will never be taken away from him. He will never grow old in the Jannah. And this hadith is narrated by Imam Ahmad and al-Tirmidhi and al-Tabarani and al-Bazzar and Ibn Hibban and it's authenticated by our beloved Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani in Sahih al-Jami'. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم حدثني جبريل عليه السلام فقال يدخل الرجل على الحوراء في الجنة فتستقبله بالمصافحة والمعانقة فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فبأي بنان تعاصيه لو أن بعض بنانها بدا لغلب ضوءه ضوء الشمس ولو أن صافة من شعرها بدت لملأت ما بين المشرق والمغرب من طيب ريحها والحديث رواه الطبراني في الأوسط وهو صحيح that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said I was informed or I was told by Jibreel that when a man enters the Jannah, his hoor, his beautiful wife will come to him, the wife that Allah has created for him in the Jannah, who is waiting for him at this moment. She will wait for him, and when she sees him, she will come and she will greet him by shaking his hand, and by hugging him. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if one of her fingers that she shakes his hand with was to appear to us, it would be brighter than the sun. And if a piece of her hair was to come to us now, it would fill between what is in between the east and the west with the sweetest of fragrances. Allahu Akbar. And this is narrated by Imam al-Tabarani. But I'm sure at this exact moment, there are many brothers who are thinking, What about my obedient wife of this dunya? What about my wife who I've been living with all my life? Who raised my children according to Islam? Who wore the hijab? Who obeyed me? What about my beautiful wife? What is her reward? The answer to this is that the wife of this dunya, the women of this dunya who will enter the Jannah will be sab'una bi'atha. 70 times the beauty of the Hurul Ain. 70 times the beauty of the Hurul Ain. This is the reward of the Muslim sister who covered herself, who wore her hijab and had dignity and honor and pride in it, who raised her children according to Islam, who prayed, who fasted, who gave zakah, who was patient for her husband. This is her reward. 70 times the beauty of the Hurul Ain. We have just heard that a finger is more bright than the sun, and her hair would fill the east and the west with mist. What are those 70 times? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And this is not all. For the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when your wife of this dunya meets you in the Jannah, when she meets you in the Jannah, if she is to enter and you are to enter the Jannah, she will greet you by singing to you. Your wife will greet you by singing to you. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أزواج أهل الجنة ليغنين لأزواجهن بأحسن الأصوات ومما يغنين يقولن نحن الخالدات فلا نمتنا نحن الخالدات فلا نمتنا ونحن الآمنات فلا نخفنا ونحن المقيمات فلا نبعن ونحن الخيرات الحسان أزواج قوم كرام ننظر بقرة أعيان والحديث رواه الإمام الطبراني وصححه شيخنا الألباني في صحيح الجامع that the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said when your wife of this dunya will meet you in the Jannah she will come singing to you and from the verses of singing that she will say We are the women who will live forever and never die. And we are the women who are full of peace, so there's no need to be afraid. And we are the women who are living, in the Jannah without feeling any heat. And we are the women who have been married to honorable men. أزواج قوم كرام, married to honorable men. ننظر بقرة أعيان. When we look about us in the Jannah, we have satisfied eyes. And what is there not to be satisfied about? When they look and they see the na'im, the beauty and the reward, their eyes are satisfied. And this, my brothers and sisters, are just a few drops from the verses and the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the verses of the Quran that describe to us the Jannah. And before I sit down, I would like to remind you that when I stand up, I will be discussing the last point, which is, what is the lowest reward set for a person in the Jannah? It is enough for us to know the lowest reward a person will have in the Jannah. For therefore, everything is either equal or above. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد, أدنى أهل الجنة منزلا. The lowest reward that is found in the Jannah for anybody. And this is a hadith narrated by the Imam Muslim. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل موسى بن عمران ربه فقال يا رب ما أدنى أهل الجنة منزلا. فقال الله تعالى هو رجل يجيء بعد أن أدخل أهل الجنة الجنة. موسى بن عمران, موسى عليه السلام, said, he asked Allah and he said, my Lord, what is the lowest reward that is set for a person in the Jannah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, said, it will be a man who will come after the people have already been admitted to the Jannah and have taken some of the reward. فَيُقَالُ لَهُ أُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَقُولُ أَيَّا رَبِّ كَيْفَ أَدْخُلُ وَقَدْ نَزَلَ النَّاسُ مَنَازِلَهُمْ وَأَخَذُوا أَخَذَاتِهِمْ. He will say, Allah will tell him, go and enter the Jannah. And then the man will say, my Lord, how can this be done when the people have taken their places and have taken the reward that you are giving to them? فَيُقَالُ, and it will be then told to him, أَتَرْضَى أَنْ يَكُونَ لَكَ مُلْكُ مَلِكٍ مِنْ مُلُوكِ الدُّنْيَا. فَيَقُولُ رَضِيتُ يَا رَبِّ. It will be then told to him, would you be satisfied to have the riches or the kingdom of one of the kings who used to live in your dunya? He will say, I will be satisfied, O Allah. For as we all know, we see how these people live. He will say, I will be satisfied. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, لَكَ ذَلِكَ وَمِثْلَهُ 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 وَقَالَتِ الْخَامِسَةِ رَضِيتُ يَا رَبِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told him, you will have this richness, and it's double, and it's double, and it's double, and it's double, five times. And on the fifth one, the man said, this would be enough for me, Allah. I would be satisfied with this. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَكَ كُلُّ ذَلِكَ وَعَشْرَةُ أَمْثَالِكَ وَلَكَ مَا اشْتَهَتْ نَفْسُكَ وَلَذَّتْ عَيْنُكَ فَقَالَ رَضِيتُ يَا رَبِّ. And then it will be told to the man, you have all of it. You have all of that. And on top of it, 10 times its amount. And on top of it, 10 times its amount. And you will have whatever you wish for and whatever will please your eye. And the man said, this would be enough for me, Allah. Rabit, I am satisfied with this. Tahajiba Musa. Musa alayhi salam, when he heard this great reward, he felt, how can this be? So he asked Allah, Ya Rabbi fa'a'laha manzila. So what about the people who are in the top of the Jannah? فقال الله تعالى, أولئك الذين أردت غرست كرامتهم بيدي وختمت عليها فلم ترى عين ولم تسمع أذن ولم يخطر على قلب بشر. Musa asked, what about the highest of people in the Jannah? So Allah told them, these people that you are talking about, these are my chosen people. I have chosen them. I have created. I have planted the honor that they and the reward that they will receive with my own hand, and then I have sealed it with my own seal. So no eye has seen what is in it, and no ear will hear of it, and no heart can ever imagine it. والحديث رواه الإمام مسلم. And it is an authentic hadith narrated by Al-Imam Muslim. Did you hear the reward of the lowest person in the Jannah, my brothers and sisters? هذا أقل, the lowest reward a person will have in the Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from such people. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to enter the Jannah and to have the honor of carrying the passport that will admit us to the Jannah. And before I conclude, inshaAllah, I just wish to remind you of a final statement. And this is actually a statement that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself asked his Sahaba. أَلَا مِن مُشَمِّرٍ لِلْجَنَّةِ. Is there somebody who is sincerely ready to go to the Jannah? This is the question I wish to leave you with. For the Quran says, فَلِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. In order that you will have these riches, then you must do the deeds to get the reward of them. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although He is infinitely merciful, you must work in order to be given the reward. And these are the words I wish to leave you by today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us in this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah, and in this blessed hour to remember Him and to pray to Him. I ask Him to gather us in the day of Qiyamah and admit us all to the Jannah together, insha'Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إننا نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين لا تنقطع ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. وجزاكم الله خيرا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. وأقم الصلاة.